This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The freeways around Paris were scenes of traffic chaos Thursday night as Parisians fled the capital ahead of a nationwide lockdown, the second in 7 months, that went into force at midnight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Long jams stretched for hundreds of miles as people headed for the country or family homes in search of more space than the typically cramped Paris housing. French President Emmanuel Macron says authorities are tolerant about some movement, but otherwise inter-regional traffic is strictly prohibited. The new shutdown for a month aims at putting on the brakes on a fast-moving fall coronavirus outbreak, requiring French residents to remain at home all the time, only allowed 1 hour of exercise a day, or to go on a medical visit or shop for essential goods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in five districts of West Yorkshire, including in the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. Pubs and bars not serving, quote, substantial meals, end quote, must close alongside casinos, betting shops, soft play facilities, and adult gaming centers. The public has also been told to avoid unnecessary travel. The European Union will wait for late-stage efficacy and safety data before approving a coronavirus vaccine to ensure there is broad acceptance of any shot, German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Friday. Spahn said, quote, most important for acceptance is that we make clear from the beginning that we will wait for clinical trials in phase 3 before approval, end quote. This is VOA News.